Okay, so I'm sitting at the Frieze Fair and I'm joined by a very individual artist, a sound artist who works also with paper, wood, mechanisms and vinyl and possibly more. His name's Gao Chappell and he comes from Faroe Islands.
That's true.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah.
Are you happy with your mic there?
Oh yeah, I'm very happy with it. Yes, thank you.
You've been on radio before, yeah?
Yeah, I believe, yeah, sure.
And you're very interested in sound?
No, yes and no. No, of course I am. No, I am actually interested more in events over time and in mechanisms that they're at the end. Well, I would just say I'm media interested in general. So that have been my main focus for the last 15 years, more or less. So I have worked a lot with jingles. And I've manipulated them for a long time. And I can't...
You take other people's jingles?
No, I made them myself.
You make jingles? Yeah,
I made jingles for Warner Bros. I made jingles for Chupa Chups, the lollipop. I made for Statoil, the Norwegian oil company. I made one for Carlsberg and so on. And then I manipulated them into the thing called Main Panel Inverted Brand. But down the line...
What was it called, though?
Main Panel Inverted Brand. But that's a long time ago. And
it's all right, we like to know about a long time ago also.
Right. No, I'll just jump into the conversation because I guess, I'll just skip a little bit forward. No. So that's what I did. And then after, around the year 2000 or something, I also worked as a programmer for various firms like Lego? Yeah, and Nokia and so on. And I was part of the invention of the...
There I was thinking you were so alternative.
Sold
yourself.
Yeah, I just sold myself. No, my family all worked for Lego, so yes. It was a family business. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
So your whole family's into audio?
No, Lego is bricks.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, no, my family was never into audio. Anyway, around the year 2000, I kind of gave these things up and decided to be more interested in what you could call... I've always seen things divided between... what you would call electronic music and computer music. And then I decided to go further back and then have an interest in what you could call mechanical music, because I see these things related. Today, everybody just consider all these like electronic music, but I was more interested in going further down the line. And therefore, I gave it all up and decided to build various mechanical things. And one of the things I did was I built this mechanical bird, which
it's
is
amazing looking.
Sort of.
It's beautiful.
Know.
No, yeah. It's a work of art for sure.
No, it's actually not.
It's not a work of art.
No, that's the thing. So that's what a lot of people in this fair say. They always say, is it for sale and stuff? But it's actually not. No, what it actually is that it's it's not a work of art. Don't ask any questions. It's a finished kind of thing. I mean, a car is not a work of art. This bottle is not a work of art. You can use it in an art context, but it's not a work of art.
Okay, it's a work of craft.
It's definitely a work of craft.
Okay, let's agree on that.
But let's see. So what I would like to do here, actually, and that's why I'm pushing a little forward in the conversation for that, is that I would do a piece here right on the radio, which I would like to perform here. And that piece could be filed under the category art in that way, but that piece, then you would question if it's good or bad art. But what I would do is I will blow life into the bird, and then I will make the bird sing for a while.
Okay.
And then we will put it into a gear for a Switzerlandish gear, which is take too long to anyway. It will go into a gear that's used in a lot of other automata from Switzerland, and then I'll take it out of the gear again, and then I'll take it back, and then we'll let it go basically with one tone, and that'll be the piece here on the radio.
Okay, so you've thought about this. Obviously, I think we should just go ahead and have the piece.
Yeah, right. So here we go. Oh, sorry. I'll just wind up here a little bit. Right. There's a few things before I do this piece that I would like to do as well. See, everything I do is mirrored of a concert I did in Holland in 2004. So what you're about to hear now did actually happen in Holland in 2004, the 5th of September, 2004. That sounds a little pretentious, and I don't have a problem with that. So everything that's going to happen here is actually happening in Holland in 2004. So in Holland, I said things to an audience, which is obviously not in the radio studio here, but I will still talk to them as they were here. So anyway, so I'll start out now. And at that time, I've only worked on the bird for 2 years. Now, that was in 2004, so I've obviously worked with the bird for a longer time, but I'll still just say 2004. So 2 years, because now we are in 2004. Okay, you understand. So here we go. I have, over the last few years, been working on a mechanical bird, which is here. It took me about 2 years to complete, though it's not completed yet. And in a second it will sing. And hold on. Now it'll sing. So I'll blow life into the bird here.
You're going to blow life into the bird.
Into a gear, which is a Switzerlandish gear, and we'll go into that gear in honor, not in honor, but because I was talking to a nice Switzerlandish guy here at the fair, and we will dedicate it to him, though I can't remember his name, but I will dedicate the Switzerlandish gear for him, though I'm not particularly fond of Switzerland, though in many aspects, but anyway, here we go. Für die zweite Durchmann, yeah. Go, I guess. So, yeah, that was a piece.
So how did you put this together? Because part of it looks like a harmonium. It's obviously pumping wind.
Yeah, I mean...
And the other part looks like a clock mechanism.
Well, it's not the first mechanical bird in the world, but it's made by me, which used to do computer programming. So therefore, it's the most completed car of my mechanical instruments. Mm. But it works rather the same way as other mechanical birds. You have the winding up mechanism here.
Yes.
And then you have the air pump, or whatever you call it here. And then you have a whistle here, which has this kind of thing, the same you have the Muppet Show.
Yes.
That can go up and down. And then you have the controllers here, which I can pull, this one. And this one breathes life into the bird. And this controller, if I do like this...
It's amazingly intricate, these pieces you've got going.
Sort of. I mean, they're not that advanced. And then this one connected to the astral gear up here for the cosmic gear up here. So that's the thing. And then
cosmic gear.
Oh, there are four cosmic gears there. Here.
Are these planets at the top?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of interstellar.
Interstellar action here. And then this one opens and closes the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And this one.
I can see here your influence from Lego and toys and such. You've got a little skull like Skeletor from He-Man.
It's not He-Man though.
No,
I never liked He-Man.
No, but the skull.
Yeah, there's some skulls. But there's always skulls.
Yeah, there's always skulls in your work.
No, but when you know, as soon as you have human beings, you will have leftovers at some point. After the human beings, there will always be skulls.
It's wonderful. And tell me about the piece that you're also showing at the Frieze, which is a vinyl piece.
Yeah, that's basically my follow-up to my 2001 debut album called Nag Beacon. And this one is called Mordovash Extra.
What does that mean?
Well, that would mean something in French like Death to the Cows, which means Death to the Holy Cows in some way, though it's not Holy Cows in any kind of... I didn't come up with the title. It's a series released by Dutch... radio station VPRO and Stalplaat, which is a Dutch label, and they have had this series going on for a long time, and they basically recorded me in 2004 and I took over the series and stole out the material and have changed it all into a 9 double vinyl box, which is for sale at the Anderson's Contemporary for a price which basically defines depending on the planets here. So you can get it rather cheap, but you can also get it rather expensive.
So the bird planet's actually controlling the price of the vinyl release?
Various, yeah.
Mort de la Vache.
Mort... I can't speak French, but I didn't come up with the title. Yeah. Obviously, the original series was called Mort de Vache, and I just said, well, let's just stick to that one. Though I wouldn't never... Well, it's a... I wouldn't call... You see, a lot of things here is called something with animals, but I would never...
No, you're vegetarian, we know that.
Sure.
But you also have some kind of resonance with this kind of animal life, ingestion, and so on. You've worked with Pork Salad Press.
Yeah, but...
You've included them on your beautifully saw-shaped vinyl piece here.
Yeah, but I didn't like the name.
You don't... I don't like it either.
Oh, I know, but that's because you think that it must mean chopped up pig in salad.
Yeah.
Well, I also get that.
I just don't like the word pork. It's just ugly.
Oh, it's because you with whatever background you might have.
No,
Would it put it down to this? No. It's a dirty animal in some way.
No.
I like porks.
No.
I don't like them necessarily to eat them, though.
No, but I don't like it, not because of my background, because the word pig is actually an insult. And if you pork someone, you know.
Oh, my English wouldn't be good enough
for
that.
Oh, good. All right, then. Well, it's all in there. Don't worry about the rest.
I see. Anyway.
So this is your invite. You've made this. Did you cut these vinyls yourself?
Yeah, everything is cut myself.
By hand?
Yeah.
It's saw-shaped?
Yes, sure.
What was it, and when I play it, what's it going to play?
That thing is a tune for called My Robotic Skills Have Failed, which I did in 1997. Sorry. The other one is in The Invitation, which is in various languages.
Oh, wonderful.
And
you recorded your own voice there?
I believe so,
yeah. And what's your sound art like? What's your pieces like?
I try to take media serious in whatever kind of context I do. So they have, this one tried to take mechanics serious. Mm. Some of my other things tried to take computer or computer music serious, and some of them tried to take whatever kind of thing serious.
But you've got a jokey side, I can see this. Obviously, with the price of the vinyl being dictated by the planets here.
Not necessarily a jokey side, I just... Don't.
It's good to have a jokey. It's good.
Yeah, I understand. No, but it depends what jokey means. But I would say, yeah, well, I have a side which
playful.
Means... Well, I think gotta be playful, else you are a dead person.
Exactly. So one of the skulls.
Yeah, then you just become one of the skulls. But you will become one of the skulls anyway, one
day.
Thank
you, thank
you. So would I.
Thanks for
that. Well, you shouldn't say thank for that, but that's the way it is. Anyway, okay.
And so your gallery, Claus Andersen Contemporary Danish
Art. Well, it's
art,
called so. Andersen's Contemporary, I believe.
Yes, yeah. And they show other Danish artists like yourself.
Well, actually, I believe that the story behind the gallery was that Olafur Eliasson went to Claus Andersen, which at that time was an artist himself, and said, why don't you start up a gallery? And Olafur is a famous artist at the moment, so I believe that is the way it came. It's a very new gallery, I believe. It's only been going on for 1.5 years or something like that. But
are they in mainland? Where are they based?
Andersen Contemporary is in Denmark.
Okay, so how did you get in touch with them? How did they hear about you?
Oh, I've been going on for a long time. They just contacted me because I was doing these things. I don't know.
Sound pieces and the radio show. Maybe it was the radio show.
Maybe it was a radio show. Yeah. You never know.
Well, is your radio show still going?
Did we talk about radio show?
Yeah, you said you took it over. You took all the content out.
Oh no, that was not that. That oh, see, no, that was a well. That well, I believe you. Yeah, I believe the Mordovash radio show is still going, but I am. I took it away from the radio media.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, well, I believe it's still going then. Anyway. So, yeah.
So what are you doing now? What are you working in very minute detail with
yes,
things like the bird?
Yes, I have opened a shop. I've opened a workshop in Hackney in London.
You're living in London?
At the moment, yes. But so I just moved in, sort of. Well, I used to live here before.
You've landed from Faroe Islands.
Yeah, we took it all down here. And yeah, we're open from 9 in the morning till 10:10 in the morning.
Can we come to your workshop?
You could try.
What will happen if we come?
I call myself Fixer of Things, the Nordic Way. So
can you say that again?
Fixer of Things, the Nordic Way. And you can ring the doorbell. It's Garner Street 2C. But I might not go open. That's the... But anyway, no, it's true. Yeah. If you have something that's broken, I will fix it. Or I'll at least give it a try.
As long as it's within... if I bring you my old toaster...
You can try. I could probably fix that one. But you probably, then again, would just like to buy a new one.
I wouldn't waste your time on a toaster. Unless
you
going
can definitely
to transform
waste my time on anything, which is interesting enough. I don't know. You're doing
Do you like circuit bending?
Yeah, but I've never bended anything. Oh. Well, which is probably wrong.
Well, you can come to our workshop. We have a circuit bending workshop. It's free.
When?
I'll tell you after.
Okay, right.
Okay, good. That's great. So I can't believe you live in London because you look so Faroe Islands.
Oh, well, I guess... Well, people in London look like every kind of thing, I guess.
That's true. That is true. We've got all strata of society here. So are your pieces showing in London at all anywhere? Have you started infiltrating the galleries here?
Nope. And I probably wouldn't do that either. This
really?
Is a one-off kind of thing. It's 7 years' work in a box. So maybe...
This?
No. Well, that thing.
Okay.
The vinyl collection. Yes. So it'll probably be another 7 years before I need a gallery again. We're selling quite a lot of them here at the
yes.
fair. At
so
the
you are selling the vinyl and playing them on a turntable?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, you could say that. but anyway, I got to do a performance here in 10 minutes. So
Where's that?
At the Andersen's Contemporary stand.
Okay, Gaujibau. Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us and bringing your beautiful bird.
Thank you.
Well, okay. I hope to see more of you in London.
Thank you for having me. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you are.